Pitchers and catchers report for spring training next week. The Yankees, Nats, Cards, and other teams to Florida for the Grapefruit League. The Dodgers, Reds, Cubs, and others to Arizona for the Cactus League. Rookies try to become regulars. Fading stars try to catch fire. Emily Nemens, editor of the Paris Review, has a novel about the tribe of strivers and dreamers, coaches, agents, groupies, ex-spouses, concessionaires, and kids who find themselves, metaphor alert, on and around the diamonds, sparkling under the southwest sun each spring. Her novel, Cactus League. She joins us in our studios. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
A rich cast of characters in this spring training, but one character connects or at least brushes against all the others. Tell us about Jason Goodyear.
Sure. Jason Goodyear is the left fielder for the Los Angeles Lions. He is sort
of... You know, we have to explain on NPR, that team doesn't actually exist.
No, I didn't want to get sued. I mean, the Lions, sort of imagining the MGM Lion, a little black and gold pinstripe uniform. And he is their star. He is an amazing fielder and a wonderful arm and has a great bat and has won all the accolades an athlete can rack up in Major League Baseball.
And yet,
he's having a very bad spring. He shows up in Arizona. There's been rumors that he and his wife have split. He's always around the stadium, working ever harder, but not performing as he should. And so a lot of the book is this whole cast of characters trying to figure out what's going on with Jason.
Tammy is among a group of women, can I put it this way, who target ballplayers?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, she has not just targeted, but lived with and loved baseball players. She had been a Texan and married to a minor league player. When that relationship dissolved, she wanted a fresh start. And the spring is a moment of renewal and possibility and beginnings. And so she thought, I'd try Arizona.
She has a very eloquent speech where she talks about what draws her to baseball players.
Yeah, she does. Tammy is drawn to athletes and is very straightforward about wanting to be near that drive and determination that gets an athlete to the top level of the sport.
With respect, you're not the first editor of the Paris Review to write a baseball book, are you?
No, I'm not. I actually, in 2012, when I was really getting serious about this book, I read a stack of sports literature about 2 feet high, and Paper Lions by George Plimpton was at the top of it.
We'll explain. George Plimpton, the founder of the Paris Review, wrote a number of sports books. But why a baseball book?
I love baseball.
Well, no. I mean, why a novel set? Why, it's an actual real novel with compelling characters. So
right.
I don't want to put it on the shelf that says baseball book.
I love baseball. I love the sport. I was interested in being in conversation with that subgenre of American books about baseball. Of course, Pafko at the Wall, the poem Casey at the Bat. There's been all these moments and milestones of American literature around the sport. And I thought, you know, there hasn't been one for a while. And I wanted to think about it.
What draws you to the game, both as a fan and a writer?
I fell in love with baseball by going with my father as a little girl to watch the Mariners.
Books dedicated to your father, right?
Yeah. I was growing up in Seattle in the 80s, which is, you know, Ken Griffey Jr. showed up and just sort of, I was enchanted and a Mariners fan for life. But as a novelist, I think, you know, there are a lot of pauses. There is great performance, but there's a really wonderful architecture to the game. And I was excited to use that architecture and that structure as I was writing and structuring the book.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel better when the season starts?
I do. I have a busy life and I surely can't watch all 162 games, but it's really nice to know that there's a game on somewhere.
How does the editor of the Paris Review, which despite its name is headquartered in New York, follow the Seattle Mariners?
Oh, there's an app for that. I
hope it worked better than the one in Iowa, but go ahead.
Yeah, yes. It certainly does. I don't catch every single game, but I see the one loss column.
Emily Nemens, her novel, The Cactus League. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.